Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Great Grace. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We began some weeks ago on a series, and this is our main text. And in the beginning days of the church, this is just Acts 4, so you understand not too much time has passed since from Acts 2 to Acts 4. The Holy Spirit came and they were filled, and the church is off to a glorious start, and miracles are happening. Lame man at the gate called Beautiful got healed. But then the persecution really began to come on after that healing, and the apostles got called before the religious elders, and they threatened them and beat them and commanded them never to preach anymore in the name of Jesus. Now, you can sure see who's behind that, can't you? I mean, who but the devil didn't want you to say anything about Jesus. But they did not back down. They went back after they were beaten and everything, and they prayed, Lord, give us boldness. No, he's not going to quit preaching it. Give us boldness to preach this more and stronger, and give us some more of those miracles. Man, we like that. Stretch forth your hand. And God was so pleased with their prayer and their response, he shook the building. Hallelujah. Where they were, amen. You know, when you raise your hand and shake and go glory to God, amen, that's one thing. But when God does it, I reckon the building shakes. So anyhow, here in this fourth chapter now, we see a overview statement of what's going on in the church. In Acts 4 and 33, Acts 4:33, it says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. There's power in the preaching and teaching of Jesus and the glorious victory of the resurrection. And great grace was upon them all. Say that out loud with me, that last phrase. And great grace was upon them all. Say it again. And great grace was upon them all. Up on them. Something was on them. And not just on a few of the apostles and prophets, on them all, from the leader to the person that got saved yesterday. Great grace, not just grace, but great grace. What does this mean? How would you experience this? Without turning there, Proverbs 19:12 says this. Proverbs 19:12 says, the king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion. But his favor, how many know we have the King of Kings? His favor is what? Is as dew upon the grass. Well, dew can be so light you could barely discern it, or it can be so heavy that it was like there was a rain and it's just dripping off of stuff. Well, apparently grace is like that. The same word translated grace is oftentimes translated favor. Same word. And so grace, favor, was on the whole group, and apparently it was like dew on them. Something was on them. Grace. Now, we've found already from previous parts of the study that there are different degrees of the grace of God. Well, you should know that by the word great. If there's great grace, there could be another degree of grace. And the Scripture says in James 4:6, don't turn to these places, it said God gives more grace. The Bible said Jesus Himself increased in favor with God and man. And the Bible said concerning Mary, she was highly favored. That's a great degree of grace. John talks about this. It says, of His fullness did we all receive, this is John 1:16, and grace over against grace. The Amplified says, one grace after another, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, gift heaped upon gift. God layers His grace. You can have grace on you, but He can put another layer of grace. And another layer of grace. And you can have grace upon you until you have great grace. Well, how would that affect you? If you were operating in 30% more grace next month than you did this month, would you know it? How would you discern it, experience it? Grace is real. The grace of God, for one thing, we quoted this earlier in the service, come to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help. So among other things, our grace is our help, isn't it? What if you had more divine help next month than you had this month? Would you be interested in that? Would you care to have more help? What it means, anything of any merit or value that you and I have been able to accomplish, any fruit that's been produced, any success, I assure you has been by the grace of God. Amen. You know, Paul said this, he said, I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God. Yes. It was the grace, he said, that enabled me to get more results, to get more done. Are you interested in being more productive and getting more done? So if you had 50% more grace in your life, if you had twice the grace you've been operating, if you had 10 times the grace that you've previously been operating in, how would that affect you? For one thing, things that you had done, but it was hard, it was difficult, it was a struggle, would now be easy. And things that you had not been able to do previously, you would now be able to do. And things that you had come short of and fallen and failed in, you would now be able to overcome and put it behind you. With enough grace, you can receive any blessing. There's no miracle too big for you to receive with enough grace. Somebody said, well, I thought it was faith. It is. But it's by grace, through faith. They work together. You wouldn't even know that you're supposed to have faith if it wasn't for grace. And you would have never heard the word that gave you the faith if it hadn't been for the grace of God to give you the word and put you in a place where you could hear the word and get to faith. Are y'all with me now? With enough grace, you can receive any healing, any financial miracle.
Thank you, Lord.
With enough grace, you can overcome any temptation.
Hallelujah.
What would more grace in your life? More grace in your life could mean that the area that you have failed and fallen in repeatedly, you could now rise up and put it behind you and not fall that way anymore.
Hallelujah.
With enough grace, you can overcome any addiction. You can resist any temptation.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to get into that some a little bit today. Are you interested in more grace?
Hallelujah.
Greater grace. Psalm 119:58 might be your prayer then. Psalm 119:58, I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Said out loud, Father, I seek.
Father, I
desire.
I ask for
more grace.
More grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. More grace. In Psalms, if you'd turn there. Psalm, let's see, let's look in Psalm 89. We asked two questions. One was, what is grace? What is it? And then secondly, what's our part in obtaining more? What do we need to do? What do we need to change to receive more grace? One big thing we learned about what grace and favor is in Exodus, Moses talking to the Lord, he said, if I've found grace in your sight and favor, he said, pled with him that he would go with him and be with him. And the Lord said, I will go with you and my presence will go with you, be with you, and I will give you rest. And so his favor on us is his presence with us. His grace upon us is his presence with us. And of course, the scripture said, in his favor is life, in his presence is fullness of joy. Everything he is in his presence. And so you could break it down into a lot of different smaller parts, but the big part is it's his presence. You're involved in a situation and you're not doing so hot in it, and all at once his presence comes on your mind and you just are sharp as a tack and you just see things clear as a bell and you just rip right through it. It's not because you're so amazing. It's because you got some more grace. More grace. And you're in a situation and you're just kind of running out of gas, and you're feeling tired and weak, and all at once, here comes some strength up inside you. You're just recharged and refired, and you just attack this thing and knock it out, and you go, glory to God. Next. Well, don't be confused. What can you do in your own strength? Who are you without him? It was his grace. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For your grace.
For your grace.
So his presence manifested, being with us. We come into a situation and people think they don't even like folks like us. Bible thumpers, tongue talkers, you know, and they're all ready to just show us the door. And then all at once they look at us again and think, I kind of like them. And they just usher us in and let us be a part and help us to do what needs to be done. That's because we didn't just come in by ourselves. The Lord was with us. And his presence actually went before us and prepared the way. Now, here's something very important. How many have ever asked the Lord for favor? You've asked him for favor and maybe to go before, give you favor with people that you need to deal with and go before and prepare the situation. Do you know it's possible to ask that and get it and then mess it up? Did you know that? You come into a place and act like a heathen. And you get mad and you lose your temper and you make accusations and you get upset and you get bent out of shape and you do stuff that you shouldn't do. Even though the Lord was dealing with them to give you favor, they're still human. And you come in and act like that, they can think, well, forget it. I'm not messing with them. And you can actually mess up your own favor. So we must continue to walk in faith and love all the time and believe that God's working for us, whether we see it or we don't.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Great Grace, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me